everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Don't forget that Lum and Abner have only a limited quantity of the pictures they're sending out. Thousands of their friends have written in, and there aren't many left. And that's not surprising. It certainly is a swell picture. It shows the old Pine Ridge philosophers both in character, just as you've always pictured them to yourself, and also as they are in real life. If you've never seen the real Lum and Abner, you certainly are going to get a surprise. All you have to do to get one of these big two-in-one pictures right away is to send in your name and address on the back of a wrapper from a half-pound or larger package of Horlicks malted milk to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Remember, though, this offer will be withdrawn soon, so act tonight, as soon as you've heard Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. When Lum and Abner learned that it was unlawful to start a chain letter, they immediately began trying to get rid of the hogs they'd received from the hog chain letter they started last week. However, yesterday they learned that it was no offense to keep the hogs, and not much likelihood of their getting in trouble over the letters they started. So they are again enthusiastic over the results of their plan for farm relief. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, Lum is over at Abner's house counting the hogs they have received. And we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears down at the Jot 'em Down store, apparently very busy. Listen.
All right, Grandpap, it's your move.
Well, I know it. Just give me time. Quit rushing me.
Well, you sat there for 20 minutes looking at that checkerboard.
Might have said you forgot whose move it was.
Wait a minute. How did you ever get that man clean down in here?
Oh, I jumped down there, taking two of your men when I done it, too.
I don't recollect seeing you doing that.
Oh, well, that was when you got up to wait on Sister Simpson a while ago, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, it's mighty funny to me every time I get up to wait on somebody. When I come back, you jump three or four of my men.
I never jumped three or four. I jumped two.
You ain't gone no time, hardly.
Wait a minute here. You ain't accusing me of cheating, are you?
I ain't accusing you of nothing. I'm just saying it's downright astonishing how much better you do when I ain't here to watch you.
Yeah, well, that's all right, then. Just recollect, though, who you're working for. I don't want no hard help accusing me of nothing. That's my thing, anyhow.
Well, let's see here.
Well, go on and move from us.
Well, I'll just move this gentleman here right up there.
All right. I'll take this man right on in your chino.
Now, wait a minute. Just move right back where you was. That don't count. I hadn't took my hand off it.
Why, you had to.
I never done no such a thing. I just moved it up there to see what would happen if it was to.
Well, all right. You don't want to play the game fair. Well, just go ahead. Take it back. I just leave play with some young'un.
Yeah, you do a heap better playing with some young'un, I'll say that. Here, I'll move right over there. Now then.
Well, I see. Doggy, I've never seen that move. Well, that sort of changes things up. I'm scared that won't be there.
Be bad as I ring, Abner.
Well, go ahead and answer it then.
Oh, it's more than likely somebody won't you.
Now, you go ahead, Grandpa. It bothers me to have to get up when I'm concentrating this way.
Damn it, I wish folks would quit bothering us. I had you beat till this happened. Hello?
Oh, he's got me there, so do I.
Got him down, store. Milk and Spears talking.
I thought I heard this thing, but it's happening.
Well, I know he ain't here right now. He ought to be back, though, any minute. He just went over to Abner's place to count the hogs again. Count the hogs that they got in on their chain letter.
That's what I do. I jump after him. That's my
net
right in this
chain letter. All right, Squire. I'll tell him when he comes in. All right.
Hey, come here, Grandpap. Look at here what I done.
What's the matter?
Well, I've taken three of your men. I jumped clean into your chingo. I never seen it because you got up to answer the phone there.
Wait a minute here. I never seen no jump like that.
No, that was a bad move you made, Grandpap, that last one.
Yeah, well, the worst move I made is when I got up to answer the telephone. Now, just put them right back where you got them at.
Well, I won't do no such a thing. I've taken them three men fair and square, and I'm going to keep them.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir, you can't pull no six stunts of that on me. Give me them checkers.
Keep your hands off them checkers, man. Pat, just get them off of there. Them belong to me.
What's going on in here, anyway?
Oh, honey, Lum. Sit down, Grandpa. I'll give them back. Don't say nothing. Sit down.
I can hear you fellas arguing clean outside there. Just put that checkerboard up. You'd run a customer off. Be prepared to come in here with all that rucus going on.
Grandpa was accusing me of cheating.
Man, you was cheating. I got up to answer telephone while I was
there. I never taken a man that never belonged to me.
Well, just hush up about it. I don't want to hear no more about it. There's plenty to do around here without you set to two sitting around playing checkers and arguing with one another. What's them groceries doing sitting there on the counter?
Oh, why, that's the order we put up a while ago. Bessie Gatlin called up for her. That just reminds me, too, Grandpa. He said she's in a dreadful hurry for that stuff. forgot about that.
Well, get it on over there then, Grand Theft. On to goodness. It's got to where if I want anything did right, I've got to do it myself.
Yeah, get that on over there, Grand Theft, like I told you.
You just keep your mouth out of this, Abner. I'll be back directly, Lum.
By
the way, Squire Skimp called up for you a while ago. Said he'd be over here to see you in a few minutes.
I hate old Grand.
All right, Grand Theft. I'm asking what Squire's on.
I don't know. I never even knowed he called up. Oh, yeah, that must have been him calling a while ago. I made such a good move. I'm glad he done it, too.
Well, if he's coming over here to try to sell us something, I can tell him right now he's just wasting his time.
Yeah. I've noticed we get along a heap better without him, Mom. Did you get all of Hogs County?
Well, no, but there ain't as many over as I thought there was.
There ain't?
I figured we had 7,000 or 8,000. Looks like there's that many.
Why, yeah, I figured we had more than that. I never seen as many hogs in my life. That is, before I seen them. Of course, I saw that many now.
Well, trouble is, they move around so bad, a body can't hardly count them exact, but this way I could figure it, we've got 5,000 and 6,000. I counted 1,000 of them and then just sort of multiplied around.
Yeah, well, that's enough, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that's a heap more than we need. Well, they're going after that corn over there. We ain't going to be able to feed them long.
Well, that corn ain't coming in as fast as the hogs did, Lon.
No.
I believe these chain letters are sort of playing out now. Folks ain't taking interest in them at the was after a while.
Well, the trouble with them corn chain letters, most everybody used all the corn they had to feed the hogs that got off the hog letter.
Yeah, we ought to send the corn letter out first, I believe.
Well, we better be figuring out something to do with them hogs. We can't afford to be buying feed from them.
I believe that Squire coming up the road yonder now, ain't he?
Where?
Way down there.
Yeah, it looks like he's well.
I reckon what he wants to see you about.
Oh, I don't know. He might have got something up his sleeve.
Huh?
I say he's got something up his sleeve.
You mean a knife or something like that?
A knife?
Yeah, you know, this Blackie Masterson, he used to carry a knife up his sleeve all the time.
Yeah, Squire ain't got no knife up his sleeve, I know that.
Well, what is it then? He's so far off, I don't see how you can tell what he's got.
Oh, I mean, he's got some kind of a trick up his sleeve.
Oh, well, yeah, he won't put nothing over on us, then, will he?
No, I've got his number before he gets here.
Oh, it's one of them number-guessing tricks, huh? Tell me the number, Lon, so I'll know it, too.
Tell you the number?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, if that's a trick he's got up his sleeve, and you know the number, well, let me in on it, and then he can't pull it on either one of us.
I never said nothing about him having a number trick up his sleeve.
Now, what kind of trick is it?
I don't know, Abner. I ain't got the least idea what he wants.
Well, it might be that one where they pull a rabbit out of a hat. Oh, that's right. That's a hat instead of a sleeve. Let me see. I saw card tricks where they had cards up their sleeves. That's just about what it is, too. Yes, that's what it is.
Abner, them ain't the kind of tricks I'm talking about.
Well, I just can't wait to see what it is. I do love good tricks. I've always wanted to try that myself where they saw a woman in half, but I never could find nobody to let me try it out on them.
No, I don't blame them either.
No, that's sort of serious if it don't work.
Well, just hedge up about the trick. Here's Squire now.
Yeah, we just make out like we don't know he's going to try to pull one on us. I can see now that he's got something up his sleeve all right.
Don't say nothing about him having nothing up his sleeve.
Oh, no, I won't let on. Howdy, Squire.
Come in, Squire.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Been looking for you. Grandpap said you called up and said you'd be over.
Yeah, go ahead and get started, Squire.
Shut up, man.
Well, I guess we may as well get right down to business, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Now, let me see that sleeve first. Yeah, we're on you, Squire. You can't put nothing over on us.
Abner, will you sit down there and hash up? Go ahead, Squire.
What I come over here to see you men about,
Abner, turn Squire's arm loose. Just get away from him. Leave him alone.
I couldn't feel a thing.
Well, you better go over and be straightening up them shelves and put that checkerboard up.
Dadblamin', I want to watch that tape.
Excuse Abner, Squire. Go ahead.
Lum, I was talking to Ezra C's trunk a while ago, and he's got about 400 head of hogs over at his place that he got from that chain letter that's been circulating around here.
Well, we've got 10 times that many. We've got over 5,000 of the thing.
Yes, I understand that you have. And there's quite a few folks around here that's got more than they can take care of. And I've been talking to some of them. If we can get this whole bunch to go in together, I'll make a trip into Kansas City and Chicago and one or two other stock market centers, and we can dispose of these hogs for you at a good price, Lum. Now, the way I had it figured out, if you men will give me 10% of what the hogs bring, I'll handle the whole thing and get you a much better price than you could get yourself trying to dispose of them.
Granny, that's a town all right, Squire.
Well, of course, I just figured, Lum, on account of us being such old friends, if I could help you men out, I'd be glad to do it.
Well, we wondered how long it'd be before Squire Kemp muscled in on this deal. Ladies and gentlemen, I want every one of you to listen closely to the following scene. It took place in a Cincinnati drugstore last week, and we're reenacting it because of its importance to you. A gentleman, whose name we won't mention just now, has just entered the store and is at the fountain. Listen.
Good evening, sir. What do you have?
Well, I've got some things to get here, drugs and such like. Suppose you fix me up with a Horlicks malted milk while I take this list over to the drug counter.
Okay, sir. I'm afraid we don't have Horlicks. The brand we serve is just as good, though. Will that do?
No, I wanted Horlicks. How come you don't serve it?
Well, I don't know. We used to.
Well, I've got to admit I'm sold on Horlicks. We use it at home. And I listen to their program, Lum and Abner. Why, only the other night their announcer said that a good way to tell a quality druggist is to look and see if he serves Horlicks at the fountain. I'm inclined to agree with him.
Well, maybe you're right, sir. I don't know. I'm just a clerk here. Anything else I can get you?
No, never mind. I think I'll run along. I'll get those drugs some other time.
Folks, that scene is being enacted everywhere, over and over again. People are beginning to realize that quality druggists nearly always serve Horlicks malted milk at the fountain. That's why, when a druggist doesn't serve Horlicks, they often make their purchases elsewhere. See if your druggist serves Horlicks. If he doesn't, ask him to get it and serve it at his fountain. And now about that picture of Lum and Abner. To get one right away, all you have to do is to send in your name and address on the back of a wrapper from a half-pound or larger-sized package of Horlicks malted milk to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Send in soon. We have only a limited quantity, remember, and we'll send you one right away. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.